NX
Flight.
KN4, TNW Mobile.
KN4, NX Flight, David.
David, hope you're doing well.
Hey, working on my first cup of coffee.
Yesterday.
You get down here yesterday, it's a little too cold. It's around lunchtime, I got busy in the yard. I had quite a bit of cleaning up to do. Gave away my brother's old camper and trying to get that spot cleaned up.
Some bushes and trimming I gotta do here. Shortly, sometime this winter. It ain't imminent yet. Eric, happy Friday Eve.
Got a bunch of leaves out there. I've been mulching up with the ride mower and, you know, stuff like that. Come on in there, JKT.
Good morning, David. How are you guys this morning? Happy Friday Eve to you as well.
Yeah, doing well over here.
Here, I'm going to freshen up the coffee. Y'all carry on. Carry it forward. And XY.
Another 35 minutes and I'll get me another cup.
Hour, I guess. About an hour, maybe.
Man, it's been a week since I heard you.
Haven't been going into the office this week. Sadly, Miss Courtney's sister passed away on Saturday over the weekend, so I've been home most of the week.
About to hear that, give her our condolences on that, but I know she's been struggling for a little while, right?
I had terminal breast cancer for something like 7 or 8 years, and she fought it, and months ago she decided that she just wasn't going to go through any more chemo, and I think she was just ready to let go, so she passed away Saturday, peacefully in her sleep, so we're going to have a service a week from tomorrow, and burped a little bit. We're gonna have a service a week from tomorrow, and it was not unexpected, but still sad.
Kind of wrong time of the year for something like that to happen, but she must have been fairly young, right? Same age as when my son passed away.
Thinking went off.
She was about the same age as when one of my sons passed away.
Courtney's mom and dad are really broken up about it. You know, no parent feels like they should outlive their children.
Definitely true.
Weekend,
I don't believe. And then I think it's a pretty quiet weekend this weekend. Maybe do a little bit of stuff in the yard. Recoup from last weekend, crawling under the house and putting some bracing under the floor. That was a major pain.
But, November sweepstakes, SSB are this weekend, so it'll be a busy weekend on the handband.
Come on there. It depends on if the weather's nice. As long as there ain't a storm around, then, I don't usually fire up the radio if there's a storm around.
Tough this weekend.
Maybe. I just ain't looked that far out yet.
We're going to be up in the 70s again.
Nice. My contractors out here at work, we got a hillside that was really hard to keep mowed, and that the angle was too steep, so they're going to build a retaining wall and backfill it all in, and they've been working on it, and had all the wires marked, got with them yesterday, and they showed him, said, "Now look, there's a wire right here," and what do you think they did?
What?
They dug up the wire, and it was right exactly where it was marked.
Totally ignore it. I'm still waiting on Ripple Fiber to come out and bury the fiber. They ran the fiber from the terminal at the street to my house, and I guess it was the 5th when they came and put it in. And nobody's been out to mark, nobody's been out to try to bury it or anything.
probably a week and a half, and then all of a sudden I come home and it was buried.
Got fiber as well, and he's had his for like 3 months, and they still haven't buried it.
Yeah, they didn't, I don't believe they buried mine very deep. I think they just, you know, dug a little barely under the grass. So if you ever take and try to aerate, you're going to be hitting it.
Well, this week, I'm probably going to just call in a locate myself and rent a trencher from Home Depot and, you know, put it down 12 inches or something like that.
That'd be the best thing to do. I know mine's probably only maybe 3 inches max.
Myself, I'll do it right, and I don't think, you know, they're just going to do it as fast and cheap as possible if they do it.
Just waiting for more of them to be done in your area.
I did 4 houses in my neighborhood on the same day that I got mine, which was kind of, I mean, I wasn't expecting to be so many. We only have 12 houses in our neighborhood. They did a third of them on one day. So, you know, we've had a couple of issues with it. We lost our IP address, like, on Tuesday, and it took them, like, 2 days to fix it and get our service back. We still have our Spectrum Internet, so we can fail over if it goes down. But, you know, now that they've kind of got it fixed again, I've ordered a static IP. And once I get that and it works for a couple of weeks, we'll just turn off the Spectrum Internet. But, yeah, so far we've been pretty happy with it, except a little, you know, growing pain hiccup.
We've been satisfied with ours. I really can't complain about it. Streaming the show, it never buffers anymore.
If it has a faster upload speed, I've already noticed it, you know, doing just normal stuff that I do. It's so much faster to send data now. And I really noticed it when I'm remoted home from my office. You know, on Monday I was in the office, and I definitely noticed that the remote desktop was a lot snappier.
Hang on about 20 seconds, going into bad spot. I should be back. Morning, Andrew. Thursday must be your day to drive the truck.
Drive back KO4CN.
And that some of our products are supposed to increase by about 20% next year. That'll be good for our plant.
How y'all gentlemen doing? KO4CN.
We're here for a Friday Eve.
I'm trying to get through the week.
I need my sleep in today. But I don't think I can get one because we got to camp out this weekend. So hopefully Musgrove Mills is fairly nice. And I don't know. I've heard it wasn't real flat, but we'll see how it goes.
With you.
Yeah, he's going, and I got another one of the assistant scoutmasters going. So there's 3 of us. I was hoping I could get out of it because neither one of my boys are going. So it's kind of hard for me to go. But we gotta have another one because we don't have enough adults who don't. So, enough transportation.
What they do, just fall out of interest, KN4 GFW.
I know certain people can or can't go, their kids got something else going on, and, you know, most times if their kid's not going, they're not going, so I understand that. But, you know, and I told them, I said, this is probably my last year, so I'll renew one more time, and then I'm done as far as scoutmaster or whatever, so we'll see what else that holds for me after that. This weekend, though.
Yeah. Outside work to do, not a whole lot, though.
I think this weekend, too, Andrew.
Radio, but that ain't going to be much of an option.
Raise that E.
Get up. KN4TFW.
Martin, dude, W2JKT.
KO4CM. Next one is Kenny and Andrew and Eric, right?
Good today.
Selfie by now.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I've been up for a few minutes, and I drank some of a Mean Bean, they call it, Monster. That's not bad. It's cold coffee. I drank a little of that. It kind of peps you up. That's like speed for old people.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. It's milk, really. That's what it seems like than it is coffee, but it's got, I think it's got coffee in it and ginseng, I think it said, but anyway, I just drank a few sips. I don't drink the whole thing.
I put some cacao powder in my coffee because the theobromide in the cacao produces a similar kind of bump to caffeine, but it lasts longer.
A lot of cows, is it? There's some kind of new going green with cows, a genetic something they're doing to them so they don't fart and burp. I was in the truck, and I heard that on the radio. They were talking about that, something genetic they're planning to do with cows.
Not on the fact that stuff breaking down in the digestive system is going to create gas.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Third ear. In a tree or telephone pole down the street here, knocked our power out for 3 hours. The generator came on. You mean I was so excited running around the house that the lights went off and they came back on and I said, oh crap, it must have just flickered. And I opened the window and the generator was running and it was black outside. You know, it was real dark. So, and it was that cold night. The other night before last, it was really getting cold too.
Look forward to it.
This was just a test. This was about 3 hours. I'm waiting for an all-nighter now. Yeah, a little at a time. It might have scared me a little if I'd have, you know, if this hadn't gone all night, but I want to see it run first. So I'm comfortable to spend the night.
Dave.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Yeah, that's why I was bouncing off the wall. I couldn't be still.
A real world test on it, and it did fine. KF4 and XY.
Much. Yeah, I couldn't be still. I was back and forth. I'd open the window, listen to it, and then I'd close the window, go back into the room, and look around and see all the lights working. I just, you know, couldn't be still.
He runs a little test every week or every other week on Tuesdays, and it's been struggling right along and lost power a few times, and it's kicked in, done what it was supposed to, so been pretty happy with it. But let that body carry on. Those guys will be destinating in a little bit, I guess. KF4NXY.
All right, same here. N4A's Eddie.
DLE and the wifey headed to work this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Miss Angela. KN4TFW.
Angela, it's been a long time.
Morning, Angela. How's it going, W2JKT?
N4CEF.
Pretty good this morning. Kind of having to re-navigate our way to work with the construction on the interstate. It's made it up to our exit. So we're kind of have to try to move around it.
I don't know if you knew or not, but I've had my generator 9 months. And it finally, we had somebody hit a telephone pole and the power went out for 3 hours the night before last when it was real cold that night and I was just all excited.
Congratulations. Yeah, it's crazy when you have to use it for that and not, you know, like a storm or whatever. But hey, I'm glad it worked.
You just kill the pole, you know. But yeah, that's the first time it's ever had to use it. You know, it comes on every 2 weeks. It runs for about 8 or 10 minutes. And I sit out there and wait for that, but it's not the same, you know. That's just, when the power goes out and then it comes back on, man, that's a whole different ballgame. I'm all excited about it. I'm getting excited just talking about it. I guess I'm reliving it.
What's wrong with that? I know ours at our EMS and fire stations, I want to say they would come on like once a week and run for like 15 minutes or something like that.
Same is it?
Not at all. KQ4ZLE. But of course, if it was coming on for bad weather, that means we were more than likely out in it, so.
Yep. WJ.
KN4GFW.
Morning. Scott, WTJKT.
Okay, 4NXY.
Scott, KQ4ZLE.
Not N4AZE, dude.
Any of y'all have power outages too? Out about 30 minutes ago here in Greer.
Generator, I guess.
Really big UPSs, and my battery, my radios are on one of them.
Yep, that's, are you glad the power went out, or are you unhappy about it?
Well, the UPS runs out.
That time when Helene came through and we lost power for about 36 hours, I ran our fridge, our water heater, our coffee maker, the internet, TVs, and everything off of tool batteries. So I have three or four of those power stations that run off the batteries. And I was happy as a pig in a poke, doing all the emergency stuff.
You're happy that it's out, actually. You're just happy that your preparation's working. Those two, I wasn't happy for what happened to the people. I was just happy that the prep worked.
What it is.
Matter was really nice.
That's what I had when we, that's why I got the generator, because, you know, when Helene came through, it took us out for like 6 days, no power for six straight days.
After Helene, right?
The generator. I kept it for a backup in case something happens to this one. It's an open frame. You have to roll it outside, but it'll do the whole. It's a 10K. But you got to roll it outside, pull the main, then plug it in, and make it. And you got to keep gas in it. The whole time. So for those many days, you couldn't get gas because the gas stations weren't working because they didn't have power. They had fuel, but no power. So I was having to siphon out all the cars here in the shop just to keep the generator running. That's when I decided I'm gonna get a regular generator. This just too much trouble to have to deal with the fuel.
That's where the generators is keeping enough fuel around so you can be prepared for that moment.
Generator that runs on propane, and I've got I think 6 or 7 30-pound tanks for both my camper and the generator, so I can run for a while.
You'd be good. And then, you know, the power used to cut off for maybe once or twice a month for just maybe 5 or 10 minutes. You know, you don't want to go hook up for all that.
My company come in and bury a big propane tank in the yard, but that's still, I mean, even for what we could get them to do it for, it's still pretty expensive.
Because if you rent the tank, as little as you'd use it, they wouldn't get to fill it up as much, and they'd want to charge you just rent for having it. We had that big 1,000-gallon one. We had it dug up last week because we went with natural instead of propane because they didn't want it. We rented the tank for almost 40 years. We've been renting this tank, and since we went to natural, they start paying like $200 a year for it.
Any rent or any fees or anything like that because, you know, she's the VP of the company, so yeah, we would get the sort of employee treatment from Bumgarner, but yeah, it'd be expensive having it dug out. You know, it's still, you know, several thousand dollars to dig that hole and get it all hooked up and get the permits and stuff like that, so I'm okay with having a couple 100 pounds in portable tanks.
You know, most people do have them above ground.
WTJKT.
Fuel torpedo tank to an above ground KF4NXY.
Torpedoes, I call them submarines.
Think of it, it's probably as big as a small mini submarine.
It's humongous when they got it out of the ground. It's good to talk to all you guys this morning, a whole bunch in here.
It was a good crowd in here in the morning.
On yesterday. Me to bow out. I'm pulling in the parking lot at work, so y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
73 Andrew, have a good one and a safe one. Enjoy that Friday evening. KN4GFW.
73 Andrew, have a great day and be safe. And that's a nice tree you guys got out there by the X. So, yeah, have a good one. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.
KK4NXY.
Here. I can't remember everybody's call signs and everybody's names. Maybe.
Okay, now that you're a young fellow, that shouldn't happen to you. That, I mean, that happens to me, and that's normal because I'm 70. But yeah, you young people, you shouldn't have that problem. Yeah, this is dude in Easley.
I remember dude, so I don't think we have.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
Where your mind started? It's SI there.
Where am I at? How did I get here? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. KQ4ZLE.
That's right.
An autopilot this morning.
I had to do my... Y'all ever heard of a Medicaid physical? Or a Medicare physical? One. I just did mine, and the nurse said, she said, I'm going to give you three words to remember, and I'm going to ask you in a few minutes. I said, okay. She gave them to me, and we talked about stuff, just asking me things. You know, she asked me how I felt depressed. No, everything good, just talking, and finally she said, okay, now the three words I told you, she said, tell me what they were, and I looked at her, and I said, what three words? Look on her face. She was sitting there. I know she thought, gosh, I've been carrying on a conversation with this idiot. And I didn't know it. He's in Twilight Zone, but I let her off the hook, but I had to do that.
Well, they got me on Aerosat for my memory because I couldn't remember all of them.
Mine was orange, chair, and sunshine was the three words. I thought of three odd words.
Hell, I'm only 50, and I don't think I could pass that test.
That test either.
You gotta have me a very detailed, extensive to-do list for what I'm going to do during the day, and I have to have dedicated places for my keys, and you know, if they ain't on the keyboard, then I'm in a mess.
Your friend.
They have to be like, hang on, let me get out my Google Calendar and put it in here.
Y'all had passed that test. It's really not anything to it. It's, but it was, the look on her face, I mean, it was priceless. I wish I could have took a video of that. And then when I let her off the hook, she cracked up.
Three words I gave you a couple.
Making me feel better because I thought I was the only one that forgetful. KQ4CLE.
Anthony, I don't think you had to worry about it because with you how to get home.
We lost.
We in trouble.
Did we have a hole?
She's on the nurse's face when I had some, I forget exactly what was going on, pain, some kind of pain management, and I said, well, can I still ride my motorcycle? And that kid looked at me, you old man, you have to ride in a motorcycle.
What happens if you miss the words? She said nothing. I said, so they don't, like, take your driver's license or something? No. No, she said, no, they won't. The doctor may want to see you, and if it's bad or something, he may want to give you some medication for it, but no, nothing. There's no penalty or anything.
Medication is called Aerosat. Recently, it's supposed to slow the progression of the dementia. I don't see that it's doing any, that I don't know, it's hard to tell. I know, seriously, though, my mom had it pretty bad before she passed, but she was on up in her 80s, so I'm like everybody else. I don't think my memory's no worse than anybody else's my age.
Hey, are you?
I heard your voice just a little while ago. That's dude, and I know that voice.
tell you when you have a problem, when you go to take it and you forgot where you put it.
What now?
Your medicine. When you go to take your medicine and you forgot where you put it.
Thankfully, the wife puts the medicine in them little pill minders, and if something happened with her, I'm going to have to hire me a nurse.
Yeah, I'm just kidding around, though. You know, if you forgot where you put your dementia medicine.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Got me.
My God, you know, it'll be a long time before, you know, I'm ready for the nursing home, and I'm going to do like everybody else says. I'm going to get on a cruise ship where they got a doctor and it'll come out cheaper.
An emergency room nurse, I feel like she wants to do stroke scale tests on me every now and again. Well, that has its advantages too, but anyway.
Had me the joke where dude went to a retirement home. He's living there, and all the women were flocking him, you know, and all the other guys were all upset about it, and they finally went up to the. The girl said, what's he got in it? None of us have. How come everybody's after him? They said, well, he can drive after dark.
Funny.
So I enjoyed everybody's company this morning. I hope everybody has an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch you guys back in the morning. KN4 TFW.
All right. Later on, Kenny, have a good one. Toodles.
Take it easy. Have a good day. And two SWJ.
Safety and be safe. KQ4 CLE.
Mr. Dark is a privilege.
Right here, I try not to drive after dark too much.
Well, this is in the daytime, in the city.
One time we hadn't made the first payment on the cards. You drive it over from work in the daylight. The thing jumped out fairly close to town.
I was driving it for Uber, and I have dash cam video of it, but I was in downtown Greenville at the corner of Washington and Richardson Street, and there was five deer right in the middle of the intersection of Washington and Richardson Street, just standing there, looking all lost and weird.
How did we get downtown?
Deer hadn't took their medicine. Well, they got signs where deers are supposed to cross.
There weren't no signs in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, a truck driver, and he tells the old joke about the highway patrolman and the truck driver and the deer sign.
They got signs.
And Dennis is good at telling the truck driving jokes.
Can you?
Probably some of them you can't put over the radio either.
Well, Eric, where are you now?
Horse Road.
Where?
I'm with you. It's at 42 northbound now. KQ4 ZLE and the wifey. Passing of the night.
Which is White Horse. Yes, and won't you? They're pass each other.
Well, it's a 42 now to go into the hospital. Okay. 91. Battery would never make it if I drove that fast all the time.
Okay. You said you couldn't go any faster. Didn't know why.
At 91, and I usually drive about 65, and that just gets me the good balance of getting decent time and preserving the battery life. Work, I always drive faster, but getting to work, it's about 65.
On charge, don't have to worry about it.
Triggers at the
the office too, so I really don't have to worry about it either way, but I guess I'm just not in as big a hurry in the morning.
Used to cut out at 98, but a little bit of computer tweaking, that kind of fixed that.
That time, I think I was a teenager last time I was that fast.
Gotta wake up early up in the house, because there ain't no alarm clock.
Straight up.
40 plus in a pro mod down the drag strip, but we will discuss possible highway speeds in a Chevelle or a Camaro. That's beside the point.
I was that fast, it was in a Beechcraft Baron coming down the strip.
We land a Baron 58 one time.
Really? Intentional? An intentional belly landing, or it just forgot the gear?
I forgot the gear.
Always taught our gumps, you know.
Take off at the little airport outside of Philadelphia, and the Baron was on final. And I said, hey, dude, your gear's up. And he didn't respond, and he just put it right down on the tarmac.
Knocked when those props hit.
Out. We are here at the hospital about to pull in to see how this day is going to be. But I enjoyed the conversation. I hope everybody has a good day and be safe out there. This is KQ4ZLE and the Wifey. We'll be clear on everybody's final.
Well, have a great day. Be safe in there. We'll talk to you later, W2JKT.
And safe day, KF4NXY.
Me and Angela, y'all don't forget who each other is and remember each other when you come back home. Toodles, N4AZE.
Dylan, Anthony, y'all have a great day. N2SWJ.
Around for a while.
Brian are here, so I'm not going anywhere yet.
I got another doctor thing I got to do this morning. That's being retired. Seems like that new profession is go see a doctor once a week.
But I think these doctors, I think they know where Medicare maxes out at, and they figure out how to get every bit of it.
Because I got my right foot's been swollen up, kind of retaining water, and I think it's the result of where I dropped the motorcycle on my leg a few years back, so they want me checking for blood clots and that kind of stuff. They checked it, you know, when I dropped the bike on it, and wasn't no blood clots, but I didn't have the swelling in my foot. And the swelling's been going on for a few weeks now, so I'm kind of a little concerned about it with the diabetes on top of that. So, yeah, I got a rather long list of stuff, so that is what it is.
Well, serious?
Yeah, it's going to do some kind of sonogram or something. And I got to be over there in Anderson around 10 o'clock. And then they'll post it on the portal thing they got. You know, I can go in and check the results.
Chart, and it's when I get home, it's always on there what they did. I had to do my blood work. I do it once a year. And I do the... since I had that kidney stone, that's what's funny. You know, I had one kidney stone in my life, and now that I've had one, they want to see me once a year, too. They get me in that cycle where they get their money, you know.
Well, imagine, you know, with you being a pilot, yeah, I guess you got to do a physical every so often. I know my brother-in-law, with him being a truck driver, he's got to have some kind of physical, you know, yearly to keep his license going.
Now it's every years, but you know, for private, but commercial was every 6 months. But now they've got a thing out, Dave, they just passed it a couple weeks ago or so. People were telling me that you can use your driver's license as your medical now, and as long as your doctor, primary doctor says that everything's fine with you, you know, instead of having to, you know, we've always had to go to FAA doctors.
Okay. Yeah, I think Dennis can go to just most any done so much shots, he ain't gonna be able to keep that commercial license.
But yeah, there's some limitations now with the aviation stuff. Some speed limitations and maybe even horsepower limitations and personnel limitations, passengers. So I'm not sure about all that. But yeah, I didn't know that about insulin.
I think the self-certification on the medical is if you're flying a light sport aircraft and you don't have passengers.
The new thing they were saying, you can carry passengers, and now they've upped it to some larger planes now.
Yeah, but I've been out of it for a while, so I haven't really been keeping up on it.
In sport, yeah, it was. You no passengers and within 50 miles of your designated airport or whatever, you know, you're really restricted. You're on a leash. But now, I think they're letting them go up to 200 miles an hour or something like that, and or 250. I know they carry two passengers, and evidently high performance, because they said you can do props, cowl flaps, and gear. So that comes under high performance classification. So I guess they're doing it for the old people. I don't know.
In here, holy crap!
But they'll double do what?
That would mean I can get back in the air.
But now, I think part of it is if you've never failed a physical. As long as you've never failed a physical, you're good to go. You can go under those rules.
Very careful never to fail a physical.
Yes, they're allowing complex aircraft with a self-certification.
Nothing or anything. This is what I've been told by some pilots, you know, on HF. You know, we got a lot of friends that are pilots and all. We all kind of hang together and talk about stuff, but they've been telling me about that, and I said, hey, I had no idea.
We have the complex endorsement, right? You still have to have the complex endorsement to fly with retract, cowl flaps, and prop adjustment, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have high-performance rating, period. Whether you're physical or not, you better have that.
This is just over 200 horsepower, right? High performance is just over 200 horsepower, right?
Yeah, and the other stuff's are additional. So, you know, there's a few things in there classify high performance, but yeah, I think airspeed may be in there too. I don't know if it's. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Yes, I've flown anything, so I don't know. I haven't kept up with it.
I've flown, it's been 15 for me, I was flying the Baron 58 for a while. That was, because I had to get an MEI for that. I got my ME, then I got my I, and then I flew it some commercial, and I didn't like that. That was no fun, so, but the most fun I had was in some of these experimental single-engine open cockpit.
Had an RV6, and that thing was a blast. I mean, just all the acro he did with it was great.
That's the one that if I get a plane, it's going to be the RV6. They're I've looked into them, and they're not that expensive. I mean, price of a new truck or an RV6, you know, you're looking at about the same thing for a decent little RV, and they're you can cruise. Easily 175, but you can cruise 200 if you wanted to, and some of them run 180 horse or whatever. But, yeah, those things are a great little airplane. Aerobatic.
If you get a good one, and, yeah, they can definitely, you know, I mean, 150, 175, 200 even with 180 horse, and then not that much fuel.
Here that's got them. There's four or five of them around here. I think a couple of them might be sevens with their tandem, you know, but I wouldn't want that. But I think they were talking like 6-7 gallons an hour. That's Cessna money right there, cruising at 100.
When we went up, I mean, he was doing about 125 knots on 6 gallons an hour or something like that, 5 gallons an hour. It wasn't very much at all.
Well, you know, and though you can... Well, if you built it yourself, we got a buddy that's building one. I've helped him a little bit on it. He's building the RV-10. It's the four-seater. and he's putting a 540 in it. It's gonna be a guzzler, but it's gonna be a nice plane. But I've been helping him with the body work on it and the sheet metal stuff. But it's gonna be cool. I wouldn't want one that big. I just like it for going back and forth to the beach. You know, like Vicky and I wanted to go to the beach house. We could just hop in it here at the house and leave a little junker at the airport. You know.
I'm getting off my exit here, guys, so I'm going to jump off here and run up to my office and work for the day. So hope you guys have a great day, and just keep my wife in your thoughts, if you would, since her sister passed away over the weekend. I forgot to mention that to everybody earlier, but we'll get through the week, and we'll talk to you guys next week. This is WTJKT.
All right, Eric. Very sorry to hear that. You have a good one, and we'll catch you maybe tomorrow if we wake up in time. Toodles, N4A's Eddie.
Derek, have a good day, man. In 2 SWJ.
Oh, God.
Derek, have a good day, man. In 2 SWJ.
Out of here for a while. Get ready to go see the doctor. Y'all have a good day, KF4NXY.
All right, Dave. Good to talk to you, man. Good luck with your foot. I hope you get a good diagnosis there. Yeah, let me know. See you later. Toodles in 4A's Eddie.
And good luck with the foot. In 2 SWJ.
Run out of here, too. I think, Fred? I think he comes in and talks to Jonathan. Might be somewhere around now. But I'm going to get out of here and get my day started. Enjoyed meeting you there, Scott. And everybody else listening, toodles, everybody. And good morning, Anthony. Fred. And you send Jonathan there. Y'all have a good one if you're listening. N4A's Eddie, toodles.
I meet you, too. I got to run, too, because I got to get the physical therapy for my foot. So talk to y'all later, and y'all have a good day. N2 SWJ, clear.